Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kiterica. I am the supervisor for the fraud department. And how may I help you?
I got a call from my bank that there was some fraud alert. And I'm looking, and my card's been canceled, which is really tough on me. And I didn't hear your name because we're going through really bad storms right now. What was your name?
Kiterica. And may I please have your first and last name?
My first name is Marie hyphen Jourdanna. My last name is Kessler, K-E-S, like Sam, S-L-E-R. I'm so sorry. I'm, oh my gosh.
I'm sorry?
Let's see, $60, $15, $6, $6, another $15. I'm on disability. I'm on a fixed income. My bank canceled my credit card. How did this happen?
Can you verify your address for me, please, ma'am?
HC73 Box 75. I'm going through my bank statement. And all just things I don't.
And thank you for that information. On April 14th, you ordered mini pods and a smartwatch, paid the charge of $5.95 each.
All right. I need you to go really slow because I wrote these down. Go ahead.
On April 14th, you ordered mini pods and a smartwatch, paid the charge of $5.95 each.
On the 14th, I was charged $14.95 by my incredible something. On the 15th, I was charged $5.95 by Best Living Solutions.
But all of those charges are our company, ma'am. You ordered mini pods and a smartwatch and a warranty on April 14th, paid the charge of $5.95 each and a $14.95 charge for the warranty.
No, ma'am.
Hey, could you or anyone in your home have ordered any mini pods and a smartwatch?
No, ma'am. I live alone. It's just myself and my service dog.
Okay, ma'am, and I do have the tracking number for that product. That product was delivered to your address on April 22nd.
Which product?
Both mini pods and the smartwatch, ma'am.
Were delivered when?
It was delivered to your address on April 22nd by USPS.
April 22nd, okay.
Yes, ma'am, April 22nd. And may I have your email address?
Mijanu, a.k.a. the dog girl Kessler at Yahoo. Do I need to, it's spelled really funny, though.
Yes, ma'am, and we also have that email address on your account, ma'am. Your shipping address is matching and your email address. And that package was delivered to your address on April 22nd.
Okay, I don't have this stuff. What do I do?
And could you or anyone in your home have ordered these products, ma'am? We do have confirmed that those products were delivered to your address, ma'am. On April 22nd.
Okay, I live alone. I've had a problem with my mail being stolen.
Hey, did you order the product?
No.
Okay, no. We will contact your local authorities and provide them with the IP address on the account for them to verify the owner of the device that was used when an order was placed online. Your local authorities will verify the location where the order took place. May I ask again, could you or anyone in your home have ordered the watch and the pods, ma'am?
No, I had somebody staying here in a trailer on the property, but they turned out to be a felon. It's a long story. They were supposed to help me out.
Okay, could they have ordered those products, ma'am?
Yeah, they have my email address. They have my Wi-Fi. Oh, my gosh. Why did I let them into my home? What do I do? How do I get that money back?
Okay, ma'am, due to you knowing who used your card and the account to make those purchases, I can offer you a partial 35% refund on that charge, ma'am.
On all of those charges? Because we're talking, I'd have to get my calculator out.
On the $59.95 charge, I can offer you a 35% refund.
What about all the other ones? The $14.95.
Okay, I can offer you a 35% refund on all the charges, ma'am.
I'll take whatever you can give me.
Okay, can you hold 1 second while I get your account refunded for you?
Plus 5.95. Plus 5.95 plus 14.95 equals $101.75. And you're going to give me...
Yes, ma'am, I'm giving you 35% refund for each of those charges, ma'am.
So I'm going to get $35 back.
No, ma'am, once I finish getting the process refunds, I will let you know the total amount. Can you bear with me for one more second?
I'm trying. You have no idea how much this is going to mess me up. And we're under tornado watch, and I'm going to be flooded in. Everything is done through my bank account. I knew I never should have done this. Let me see. What's clear this month?
I'm sorry?
My truck insurance, my house insurance. I'm going to have to rechange everything. Everything comes directly out of that account. Does that make sense?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh my gosh, I knew I shouldn't have done this stupid online banking thing.
Okay, I can offer you a 50% refund on those charges, ma'am.
Bless your heart. I'm so sorry, sweetie.
It's okay, ma'am.
I don't mean to have a breakdown on you like this, but this is kind of tough on me.
Yes, ma'am. Can you hold 1 second for me? I'm sorry.
I think I'm going to be sick to my stomach. Breathe, girl. Breathe.
Okay, I'm still here, ma'am. Can you just bear with me for one more second? I'm sorry about the hold.
No, that's fine, honey. I'm just trying to figure out what I'm going to do because, well, I'm trying to think. I guess my house insurance, my truck insurance comes out of my bank account. So maybe they won't bounce and my insurance won't be canceled on me. I'll have to call them in the morning. I'll have to make a note to call my insurance and find out. And I'm going to have to go to town or something. I don't know what I'm going to do. You can't, Mijinu. You're not going to be able to get out tomorrow. Sorry, Mijinu is what people call me. It's a nickname.
Yes, ma'am. And I did get that account canceled out for you. And I have the cancellation number when you're ready.
Okay, what am I writing down now?
This is a cancellation number to verify that your account is canceled.
Which account?
This account for the pots, ma'am, and the watch.
Okay, and who do I give this to?
It's just to verify to you, ma'am, that your account is canceled out and being refunded.
Okay, all right, just speak slowly.
Yes, ma'am. You can let me know when you're ready, and I can give you the cancellation number.
I'm ready.
The cancellation number is C as in cat.
C.
5-7.
I'm sorry?
5-7.
5-7.
Yes, ma'am. 4-1.
4-1.
D as in dog.
D.
5-2.
5-2.
1-9.
1-9.
Yes, ma'am. That's the cancellation number, and your account is canceled out for you and refunded. The refund will be back in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Well, but that account. Does
I'm
that
sorry.
Make, but the. They're issuing me a new card.
Even though the card is canceled, it will still be linked to the same bank account, so you still will receive the refund.
Okay, and just so we know, who is it going to show coming from? Is that Top Consumer Market, this 855 number I called?
Yes, ma'am.
And what's the amount?
The refund will be
$43.38. $43.38.
Yes, ma'am.
Refunded. And when did you say that was going to happen?
Within 3 to 5 business days.
3 to 5 days. Okay. Okay. And spell your name for me. I'm sorry.
T-E-R-I.
Sorry. T like Tom?
Yes, ma'am. E-R.
E-R.
I.
I.
C-A.
C like cat?
Yes, ma'am. And A as in apple.
A as in apple?
Yes, ma'am.
Terica. That's absolutely beautiful. What do I do now, Terica?
Your account is canceled and refunded for you. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
I go to my bank. I go to the cops.
Hey, is there anything else I can assist you with today, ma'am?
What do I do now?
Your account is canceled and refunded with us, ma'am. You don't have to do anything else.
I thought you said something about going to the police.
I don't have to go to the police, ma'am. Your account is canceled and refunded for you.
I just have to calm down and go to my bank and get a new card and everything. All right. Terica, can you do me one huge favor?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you please pray for me, girl?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Bless your heart.
And thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.